When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're back here on the second guest show, our Christmas Eve special. We've got Grant here. We started to worry about him a little bit. He wasn't here to start the show, but you can hear him. Grant's in present, perfect attendance as usual. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Longshoreman. Longshoreman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike, how y'all doing, my brother?
What's up, brother?
All right, Merry Christmas and Happy
Merry
New
Christmas
Year, Longshoreman.
Hey, Bobby, Mike, I tell you what, man, look, I told Charlie, well, look, I'm going to pull myself a roadie, and I'm going to hit the road, and I'll see y'all in about 10, 15 minutes after I get off this phone with you.
But okay, all right. Thanks for coming over.
Yeah, I'm going to come by and shake hands with y'all. You know me. Look, hey, Bobby, I told Charlie, I said, look, man, I got a confession to make. I didn't watch one damn play of that game, and I'm kind of glad I didn't.
Oh, you didn't miss a lot. Other than if you were a Packer fan, you didn't miss much.
Last week or the week before, I said that was the worst half of football I think I ever witnessed from the Saints or maybe any team. But I think last night would have beat it if I would have watched it.
Right, you're correct.
Well, it was definitely the total game because, you know, the Washington game had a great second half with Spencer Rattler coming back. But as far as at the beginning of the game, the way that started, no. I knew we were in trouble when Green Bay scored on six of the first eight possessions, including touchdowns on the first three. I said, I don't think Spencer Rattler will have a comeback this game against Green Bay on the road.
Not the way they will.
No.
Every time they touched the ball, it was positive yardage. And you could see the tsunami was fixing to hit them, and it hit them quick.
Yeah, well,
Mike. Every time I ask somebody, this occasion we had last night, a little house party, engagement party, I said, "Hey, what's the score?" They said, "Don't worry, the Saints are getting their ass whipped." That's all I need to hear.
Well, no, look,
and they were right.
It's
maybe time to blow this thing up, and we got to start all over. We got to take out the old, take out the trash, and bring in the new. It's time to blow it up and start over. And outside of that, Bobby and Mike, I just want to wish to Hoodat Nation, some of our regular calls, Hollywood, Big John, James and Metairie, Jimmy from Gretna, all these guys, and all the WWL staff that takes our call, people to take care of us, back the scenes and stuff. Luke, I know I'll see you in a little while, Luke. But I wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And look, we got to ride this wave to the beach, just like we rode the one after with Drew Brees and Sean Payton. And that ride's over with. So now we're on a hell of a buggy ride. Ladies and gentlemen, keep your hands and your feet and your arms and legs inside the cart. We're going to be all right. We'll be back.
We'll be all right.
It might be a long ride, but we'll be all right.
You have to remember, there's nothing new under the sun, and the sun will rise tomorrow. You have to think of like we're a phoenix rising from the ashes. Now, think about this. We were 3-13. Remember post-Katrina? That's why the right hires make a difference. We were 3-13, and we were 1-0 one time. I remember I drove from Atlanta to Charlotte. We beat the Carolina Panthers the first game.
Opening game.
We were 1-0, and we finished 3-13. And it was like, okay, remember we playing in LSU, we playing in San Antonio. We were the traveling all-stars. You know, I remember that. I mean, even playing like J.P. Lossman was with the Bills, the old two-lane quarterback playing in San Antonio. No, it was like, I don't know, we just had travel, like travel football. You know, you got travel leagues and all that, the youth. Well, here we're traveling. We went three games. But then in 2006, think how quickly things turned around. Now, think about this. I'm not saying we could do this in 2025. But when Sean Payton and Drew Brees came on board, we were 10-6. We were the number two seed, lost to the Bears in the NFC Championship to go to the Super Bowl. I was like, whoa.
Bob, that was, in my opinion, Sean Payton's greatest coaching
year. Because we were definitely overachieving.
Man, you talk about big time overachieving that year. That you had the second overall pick in the draft. You get Reggie Bush. They pieced it all together, young players, older guys. They were able to bring in, and they need something very similar again to revitalize this organization.
Okay, to revitalize in a household name. I remember we having draft fest. Remember we used to have the draft during the day?
Outside.
We had the Saints camp and all that. You would have thought Reggie Bush is the damn Messiah, is the second coming. Now, there's too much pressure on Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush was very good. But you can't tell me Reggie Bush is better than Alvin Kamara. Reggie Bush, maybe, was not even better than Darren Sproles.
I was going to say.
No, and Reggie Bush was a stud, but it was too much on his shoulders. But you know what Reggie Bush gave you? Hope. There's nothing like hope. And right now, who's going to give us hope in the future? We ain't got nobody in our team giving us hope. We don't have a young stud. We need a young player. Now, I don't know if it doesn't work out and we got to weather the storm. And I said this last night. And he ain't even played at Texas yet. Arch Manning. Archie Manning's grandson. You want to give people excited like they were at Reggie Bush. Now, if Arch Manning can do something with Texas, and then like Reggie Bush did with USC. Now, I don't know. I'm looking in the crystal ball. I'm speculating. But if he could do something and the Saints could land him, that's the best PR move you ever could do. And you want to get hype, Mike, because people don't
pay for that.
You couldn't pay for that PR. People don't realize the hype and the Texans going with Mario Williams. Was it Mario, right?
Mario Williams.
Yeah, and then we got Reggie Bush. I'm telling you, people were high-fiving, and they were so ecstatic that you would think Reggie Bush is the greatest running back in NFL history. We know that's not the case, but that's the hope that he brought.
He was a part of it. You think about with him and Deuce in that first year. And before Deuce sustained all the injuries afterwards. But then in year one, man, that 1-2 combination, it was dynamite to watch. And we didn't even dream that Drew Brees
was going to be that great.
Was going to be that great down the road, and man,
yeah, we had thought
he became one of the all-time greats.
Drew Brees is legit. We thought he could be, you know, obviously a starter. To show you, and I think it was a win-win. Ultimately, a win for the Saints. But Philip Rivers didn't suck with the Chargers.
He was really good.
Yeah, so that's why they got rid of Drew Brees. And Drew Brees hurt his shoulder. And I'm glad whoever the Dolphins doctors were, they didn't pass Drew Brees in a physical. Maybe Coach Saban don't even live in Miami. Leave the Dolphins. Maybe he has success in Miami.
That's changed the course
history.
Of history. You know, he's not in Alabama.
You got a fork in the road, and who knows? You never leave him. Maybe you stay more. Because look who was highly successful they work on in the NFL. Steve Spurrier, Urban Meyer, and Nick Saban. Look what they've done on the college level as far as winning championships. What did they do in the NFL? Nothing.
Nothing.
So you never know.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Let's go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood.
Happy Christmas Eve. Or whatever. Merry Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to y'all, too, and Longstorman and Big John and all the regular callers. We're trying to do our very best on analyzing the Saints, bad, the good, and the ugly. And last night was very ugly. At least when the Saints were 1-15 with the paper bags on their face, they were trying and giving out effort. I don't think we gave too much of effort last night. Did y'all see that?
Well, I thought that under Coach Rizzi they were playing hard, and I think.
But I couldn't say that last.
Yeah,
night.
Yeah.
I could not say that about last night.
Overall,
I didn't think they played with a lot of effort.
Yeah, maybe at times, but not from whistle to whistle as far as from the beginning to the end. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Hey, Bobby, the year 2025, what kind of coach you see the Saints get?
Well, I would like to get it's kind of easy because it's all hindsight. No one knew Dan Campbell was going to have the success he had with the Lions. Here he is. He was a tight end, played with the Saints, and then he became a coach. But his personality, you know, in this day and age, all this woke crowd might be, you can't bite him in the kneecaps. You can't do that. But it's football. I don't know. Football's controlled violence. And look right now, you don't think people in the nation are embracing with Coach Campbell? Now, he's a little risky on always going for it on fourth down. So who's kind of that personality who's been there, done that, who's played? Mike Vrabel. Mike, who has been more of a, and you look at that, that's the coach. He looks like he still can play.
He should. Mike looks like he still can
right.
play.
You understand what I'm saying? So when you look, and then when
now,
you look.
For me, the negative with that is I would want an offensive-minded coach. Nothing against Vrabel. I mean, he didn't have squat offensively. Now, he did have Derrick Henry in the backfield. And
he knew how to use him.
And Arthur Smith, when he came in to be the coordinator, was, he's alternating with somebody? No, he's our guy. And they were able to win. Ryan Tannehill at quarterback. They had the best record. They were number one seed in the AFC.
But right now we would take that and get to the playoffs. But you look, Hollywood, you look at Vrabel. The former NFL linebacker, like Mike was saying, we all know him with the Patriots and Belichick and all that. He's won Super Bowls. But in six seasons, he was 54-45 with the Titans, and he made the playoffs three times. And he was the number one seed one season. So right now, I think that's a track record. But he's going to have six, seven, eight coaches get fired every year. He's going to have different opportunities than the Saints.
I agree with that.
You know, listen, I like Aaron Glenn. The dad was like Mike Vrabel. Mike, who was it? Mike Flores or something? He was saying Vrabel
Adam Schefter.
Adam Schefter. Yeah, or Aaron Glenn.
I think there's somebody else in the mix there.
Yeah, but
I got a feeling there's another
and I like Aaron
guy
Glenn.
That's in the maybe in the lead position more than those two.
That's just rumors out there. Yeah. I like Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn basically would run the same defense as our former coach, as Coach Dennis Allen. You know, scheme and what you learn, how you come up, you might tweak it here and there, but I want to get somebody. Maybe that's never been associated with the Saints. Why you have to be associated with the Saints to be the head coach? We need to mix it up. It don't be like, we know him, we like him. No, how about you don't know somebody? Now, I don't know if Mickey Loomis will want to do that because it might be like, when I bring in a head coach that maybe hasn't worked with Mickey, what if he had a coach that was powerful enough, He might want his own general manager.
Well, my thing is, Mickey didn't have a connection to Sean Payton when he hired him.
Right, right.
Didn't have it. He didn't have that connection.
But it seems like as it's gone on, and it's been a while now, two decades basically, is that, okay, who we familiar with and we trust? Okay, we're going to pass the torch to Dennis Allen because how they worked out with Sean and the whole connection. That's why I don't think they need to go in-house.
Nah, I agree. Continuity is good if you win. But if it's not, you got to go somewhere else. Okay, well, and you're at that point now.
We're at that point right now because four straight seasons, not going to the postseason as we go to the break. All I know right now, four consecutive seasons, the Saints have missed the postseason. The last time they failed to make the playoffs for four consecutive seasons. Y'all remember 2002 to 2005, Haslett? Well, that's where we at. Listen, the glass is half empty, it ain't half full. No matter, we got a good foundation. Foundation what? To be out the postseason?
Okay, explain to me how that foundation is.
No, but that's what Mickey and the Saints organization were trying to tell you right now. We got good people. Hell, I don't care if we had a bunch of outlaws. We got to freaking win as long as they ain't getting arrested.
I agree with that.
You just got to win, baby.